إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Once again I welcome all of you in our class. We continue reading the selected the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin by our noble Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. We're still in the chapter 11, Al-Mujahada, the struggle to be better, to take advantage of this great opportunity of being a Muslim and to try to better ourselves in our aqeedah, in our ibadah, in our manners and behaviors and akhlaq, and in all the levels. As Muslims, we're supposed to always seek that which is better. As you know, in the dunya, in the life, people always want better. They want to live in a better houses. They want to drive better cars. They want to eat better food. They want to sleep in a better mattresses. They want to wear better clothing. They want their business to be better. They want their paycheck to be likewise. And they want to go to a better places and live in a better neighborhood. Now in Islam, we have to be better Muslims. The way we talk, the way we walk, and the way we do things and make decisions. These chapters help us, alhamdulillah. Now we got the hadith. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ رواه البخاري في كتاب الرقاق. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, who reported that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are two blessings in which many people incur loss. They don't use them properly. Many people do not use them properly. Health and free time. Because health and free time, they are great opportunities to do good. Here in the explanation of this hadith, Al-Imam Al-Allama, Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, Rahimahullah, he says that the Mu'allif, and he is Al-Imam Al-Nawawi, Rahimahullah, Ta'ala, Al-Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, because he's the one who compiled and gathered this book, this hadith in his book, the 40 hadith. So he says that he mentioned this, brought this hadith on that is reported by Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two blessings which many people are not using properly. They wasted. The great opportunities are wasted by many people. Where are these two blessings? Health and free time. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Thaymeen explained, said, that because when a person is healthy, he is able to perform what Allah has commanded that person to do. Likewise, they have the ability to stay away from the prohibitions. Because this person is healthy, and when a person is healthy, he is joyful, and a lot of good things come with health. Tranquility, serenity, peace of mind, joy. These are things that are associated with health. As opposed to the one who is sick, they are in pain, they have many concerns, they are down, they are weak. And the only thing maybe on their mind at that time is to feel better. No objectives. No plans. Maybe if they have plans, all those plans are on hold. But look, when a person is healthy, they have energy. They have energy. They have ambition. They want to acquire things. They dream. They plan. So take advantage when you're healthy. Likewise, when you have free time. The Sheikh says, how we understand free time? He says, when you have a place that you go to and sleep in and find the rest in, and you have what enough for you to eat to survive, then the rest of the time is free time for you. Use it upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, certain people, they go for a second job, third job, this and that, and they make themselves that free time that is a blessing, because they have enough to pay the bills, they have enough to eat and the like. Now that free time, which is a blessing, to spend it upon obedience to Allah, to spend it with their families, and in the masjid, in reading the book of Allah, in visiting family members, no. They decline that and they run after the dunya. The Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, when a person is healthy and have time, then of course these are two blessings, but as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, too many people are not using them properly. He says, how is that? Because we waste a lot of time doing things that has no benefits for us. And we are healthy, we're strong, but we waste those blessings and those opportunities. And he says, unfortunately, a lot of people don't pay attention to this in this life. But they will know its importance when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the people, they know how important every second in your life, then it won't be wasted. It won't be wasted. But the people, they will really know how important the time is and health when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they know that they have lost these blessings. And he mentioned a proof, the two ayat 99 and 100 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. قال الله تعالى حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. Until when death comes to one of them, he says, my Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind. So that I may do good. They didn't do good before when they have health, they have time, they were alive. And also in Surah Al-Munafiqun, the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Munafiqun, the last two ayahs in Surah Al-Munafiqun. In ayah number 10, قال الله تعالى وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين. And spend in charity of that which we have provided you before death comes to one of you. And he says, my Lord, if only you could give me respite for a little while, mean return me to the worldly life. For what reason? Then I should give sadaqah, zakat, charity of my wealth and be among the righteous. See? Be among those who are righteous, doing good deeds. But Allah says, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah grants respite to none when His appointed time, death, comes. And Allah is all aware of what you do. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, the reality of this matter, that many times are wasted and we don't benefit from them. We're not doing things that benefit us, and we're not doing things that benefit others. You see how we work? Some people, they wasting time, they're not benefiting themselves, and they are not doing things to benefit others. And unfortunately, the Sheikh, he says, people would not regret this, would not see that this is a reality and has to be changed until when the death come upon one of us. Then at that time, the person will wish to be given another opportunity, even if it's 1 minute. Even if it's 1 minute to show now he wants to do something good for himself. But reality is that would not happen. It would not happen. At the time of death, the person will wish to be given some more time, even a minute. Why? To rectify their affairs so that they don't waste the time again. But unfortunately, the reality is no one will be given any extension. When a death comes, people have to leave this dunya. And then the Sheikh, he says, keep in mind now that death is not the only thing that prevents a person from benefiting from these two blessings, the health and free time. Not only death. Person may not be able to benefit from these two blessings, still alive in this dunya. Still alive. How is that? Sheikh says, person gets sick. Still in this dunya, but they are afflicted with an illness in which they cannot move, they cannot fulfill what Allah has made obligatory upon them. So the person gets sick and cannot handle it. So their chest be constricted, and they don't have that joy that they had before when they were healthy. They don't have that energy. And also a person may lose that free time. Free time, mashallah, they used to have a good job, mashallah. But they didn't use that time that they had. Now they may lose that job, they may lose that business. Now they have to work harder to put more time to survive, to provide for the family. And then now they regret the time that they had before. They didn't use it in a way that is beneficial. Because now they can't find time. They can't find time. So likewise, anyone who has sound mind wants good for themselves, they have to take advantage of this opportunity and utilize these two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utilize them in a way that brings benefits for him in this life, so that the person will harvest the fruit of their actions on Yawm al-Qiyamah. How a person take advantage of these two blessings, health and free time, by being upon obedience to Allah to the best of your ability. Use them to do that which is obedient to Allah to the best of your ability. If a person reads the Quran, should increase from reading the Quran. But if a person, for example, don't know how to learn the Sheikh, don't know how to read the Quran, let him remember Allah much. Remember Allah constantly, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Constantly remembering Allah. Commanding good, forbidding evil, in good manners, following the principles of commanding good and forbidding the evil, being there for your family, for the neighbors, for the people, helping them, assisting them, aiding them, to the best of your ability. So these are many good things that we waste. We don't act upon. He says only the sound mind person who has sound mind, they really have their eyes on the prize and they know their purpose in this life, they take advantage of these two blessings of Allah. The first blessing, which is as-sihha, the health, and the second blessing, which is the free time. Also, the Shaykh Hafidhahu Rahimahullah, he says, in this is also is a dalil, a proof that the blessings of Allah are on different levels, and some of them are greater than others. Some blessings are greater than others. وَأَكْبَرُ نِعْمَةٌ But yet the greatest of the blessings that Allah bestow upon His servant is the blessing of Islam. The blessing of Islam, to be a Muslim. Your religion is Islam. This a great blessing, the greatest blessing that so many people are not upon it. The majority of the people are not upon Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the ayah number 3, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. وَرَدِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favors upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. SubhanAllah, you're a Muslim. You're a Muslimah. This is because Allah has conferred upon you this great blessing. Allah has opened your heart and your chest to accept Islam. This is the greatest of all favors. SubhanAllah, should be very happy being a Muslim. Don't let this dunya fool you and you be sad and mad because you couldn't get the furniture you wanted. Or you're not driving the car that other people are driving. Oh, because you're struggling and you always have to worry about are the bills going to be paid or not on time. And that make you sad because you don't have millions like others do. But you have Islam. Should be happy regardless. You have millions or billions or zillions or you're broke. But you have the greatest blessing. And money is not even counted. Nowhere close to this ni'mah. It's nowhere close. You have Islam. Even if you're sick. Even if one of us is diagnosed with a very serious illness. Even if we lose one of our limbs. SubhanAllah. You live in an area or in a place that you wish you wanted to be in a mansion. Now you're driving in a car that give you trouble and problems and it smell gas and I don't know what. But you wanted a brand new SUV. But mashallah, don't be sad. And don't make it your concern like that's it. You have Islam. You can't be mad and you cannot be upset. You can't be frustrated. None of this dunya should frustrate you because you have the greatest blessing, Islam. You're Muslim. You're a Muslimah. So, of course, you want to do something about your illness, you go to the doctor. And of course, you want to like better your conditions, but you're going to be happy. Nothing should bump you from this joy and happiness that we're supposed to be upon because you have Islam. If you die upon it, you go to the Jannah. And in the Jannah, you don't have to worry about bills or sickness or diseases or influenza or nothing. Nothing. So why making all... Some people make a big mess for their lives over nothing. And they're so sad and they feel terribly down. And they say, we have nothing. What do you mean you have nothing? You have the greatest blessings that Allah deprived many, many others. They have billions, they have mansions, they have this, they have that, but they don't have what gets them to the Jannah. Money doesn't get you to the Jannah. Health and mansions and cars and businesses doesn't get anyone in the Jannah. Islam, Tawheed. And you have that. So why you think others are better than you? Why you think those who have... They have more money, they're better than you, and they don't have Islam. They don't have what you have. Subhanallah. Don't let the shaitan fool you. Don't say, look, they're non-Muslims, but they have better than us, and they got billions, and they got mansions, and they got... They know, they're not better than us. We're better than them. Because Allah gave them this dunya that's going to perish. That doesn't mean nothing to him. But Allah give us something that will, inshallah. And we ask Allah to keep us firm upon it. And we die upon it. That's going to, inshallah, lead us to the Jannah. Now you're going to say, just because Allah is testing you, and with a decrease in health or wealth, all of a sudden you forget about this great blessing that those who... They may earn the entire dunya in their names. They cannot buy one little place in Jannah. Can't. They just can't. Yes, they can buy the best houses, the best cars, the best food. But they cannot buy one spot in the Jannah. Jannah is forbidden for them. And Allah gives you this dunya as a trial for them. But you are given, and we are given... the best blessing, Islam. This will remind us to be content with what we have. Don't give your husband trouble. Oh, I need a better furniture. Yes, sister. How? I'm just making enough money to pay the bills and take care of you and the children. Now go get another job. That's going to take me away from the masjid. That's going to take me away from... the classes is going to take me away from spending time with you. You're not going to see me. The children are not going to see me. I don't care. We've seen you enough all these years. I want another car. I want this. No. Be content with what you have. Alhamdulillah, you have enough and your husband spent time in the masjid, in the classes, with the children, with you. That's what you want. Encourage him, tell him, look, don't you even think about this. It's enough for us, alhamdulillah. Yes, that's enough for us. The real life is the life of the hereafter. And look at the example of the Prophet, how he left his life. How he lived his life. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, for months, they didn't have no fire in the house. Meaning they didn't cook. So what they eat? She says it's the two things, water and dates. And even dates, the lowest quality of dates. And even Umar radiallahu anhu, when he became the Khalifa and the expeditions of the Muslim lands and they conquered so many other lands, mashallah, and Allah opened the treasures. A lot of wealth come to Medina. Umar radiallahu anhu still keep the same lifestyle he had when the Prophet ﷺ was alive. Sleep on the floor. As Ali radiallahu anhu, I said, with all of this wealth, alhamdulillah, coming all over, said, I saw Umar, the Khalifa, making tawaf around the Kaaba in an izar that have 24 patches. Not just one or two, 24. And he's the Khalifa. And even his daughter, Hafsa radiallahu anha, she came to him and said, Father, take it easy on yourself. Buy clothing for you. You know, you can afford to buy mattresses. You can afford to eat better food. Alhamdulillah, look. Now Allah has given us a lot of wealth. He says, no. I want to stay on the same lifestyle that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr died upon. Hopefully I want to share with them in their lifestyle. Hopefully I may share with them the enjoyment of the Jannah, subhanAllah. But now you find one of us make it difficult on his family because they just not content with what Allah has given them. And they don't look at the great blessing which Islam, the great blessing of being guided to the Sunnah, not just being a Muslim like the laymen, but being upon the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, upon Salafiyyah, the way of the Salaf al-Saleh. So the Shaykh says this is the greatest of all favors. And then the second blessing, he says, is the Aql. This is a great ni'mah, to have intellect and sound mind. Because if you lose your mind, that's it. You're not a person anymore, because you don't even know who you are. You will say things, do things that are not appropriate. So thank Allah. So how would you compare this one also to the money? If a person tell you, look, we're going to give you more than Bill Gates. You'll be the next Bill Gates. But we're going to take your intellect away. You're going to be a fool. He will accept. He won't. What are you going to do with this money? Why? We don't know. Because you don't know who you are. You have no brain, no intellect. And you will say, no. Alhamdulillah. So then you're not broke now. You're not broke. You're saying you're broke, but you're not. Because if somebody tell you, we give you a billion, here, it's for you. But then we're going to take your intellect, your sound. I said, you don't know who you are. He's like, no. I want to keep my aql. So now you're not broke because you just declined $1 billion offer. So we're not broke. We shouldn't look at the thing for material thing. Number three from the ni'mat al-amn fil awtan, subhanAllah. Another blessing that we don't pay attention to is, subhanAllah, security and peace in whenever your land you live in. This is one of the greatest blessings of Allah. Ni'mat al-amn. To live and you're happy and you're, subhanAllah, there is security. You don't have to worry about your life or your honor or the honor of your family. Because you live in the area, the land you're in, alhamdulillah, there is peace. He says, look, subhanAllah, the Shaykh said, I give you an example. And he mentioned an example about his country, Saudi. He says his forefathers, they told him that there was no peace in their time. And if any one of them wants to leave, especially at night time, the house, they have to leave with the weapon. They can just walk freely in the streets. Because there was no peace. There was no security in their time. But now you live in a land, subhanAllah, you're secure. You go to sleep. Nobody tried to break in. Nobody tried to rob you like now. Look how much fitan and trials in other countries. In Egypt, in Syria, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Somalia, in name it, Libya. People are afraid they can even leave their homes. They can't even sleep. Because they don't know who's going to jump, who's going to break the window and get into them. This is a ni'mah. What would you? Somebody give you millions again, but there is no peace. So which one come first? So now once again, you thank Allah for this. And also, subhanAllah, the other great ni'mah, the Shaykh says, number four, is the ni'mah of provisions. You, subhanAllah, you live in a time and in a place, food is in abundance. Water, not just water, cold water and hot water, running water in your house. You don't have to go somewhere as other people going through some fitan and trials. People, they walk miles, 10, 15, 50 sometimes to bring some water from what? Just from subhanAllah, water that is mixed with I don't know what, contaminated, that made them sick, but that's all they have. But we have water running in the water in our houses, in the pipes. We have fridges that you just push a button and bring you ice. Not just ice. There is buttons. Is it the whole ice? Is it crunch ice? Is it, I don't know what, slushy ice? And we're like, no, we got nothing. Why we got nothing? Because you don't have money. You don't have the money you want. We go to Walmart and they make this Walmart for us, alhamdulillah. And you go there and aisles. Just cereals. It's a whole aisle of cereal. You'll be like, you want to decide which one you want to get. Aisles of food, not just one little box. And there are people somewhere, they couldn't even find a trash can to grab something to eat from it. Nothing. People are dying out of hunger and out of thirst. And we, with all of this ni'am and favors and blessing that Allah bestowed upon us, and still you find one sister, she want to ask for divorce because her husband couldn't, I don't know what, couldn't buy her the furniture she want, and she forget about all of these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She forget about, and she said she's in bad mood. Why? Because she couldn't get that pair of shoes, but in her closet she already have like 6 or 10 pair of shoes already. What's wrong with those? Now she's going to give herself and her family a lot of trouble. And she, why we got nothing? A'udhu billah. You're Muslima. You have aql. You have intellect, sound intellect. You live in an area where there is security and peace. Other people are killed and going through hardship. You have all this variety of food around you and landscape and beauty. And now you say you got nothing just because you couldn't get that, subhanAllah, that shoe or whatever it is that you couldn't get it at that time. And you may even get it next month. Can't wait. We have to be grateful to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to make us from those who are grateful to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from those who really appreciate the favors of Allah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may not the dunya take us away from the akhirah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.